Welcome to the Kane County Administrative Land Use Meeting of December 10th at 4 o'clock p.m. First is the introduction of agenda items and the approval of the minutes. So I approve the minutes of November 12th, 2025. Cresta did a great job. And then second on our agenda is the road dedication for the Mangini's and for parcels 3-6-36-9 and 3-6-36-17 and 3-6-36-9A. I'm going to approve this conditionally, and we also have ordinance O-2025-41 for this project that wasn't on the agenda. But it does go to the commissioners because it is a legislative item. We're kind of going above and beyond for this road dedication because it's for the East Corridor Transportation Plan with UDOT. There is a 66-foot roadway portion and a 33-foot roadway portion on Meringer Canyon Road. And then there is also a 0.48 acres that will be added into, and that is all found in ordinance 2025-41. I am recommending the road dedication move on to the commission agenda of December 16th, 2025. Next on the agenda is a full boundary adjustment with termination of easements for the Butters. I approve the full boundary adjustment with the ordinance 2025-42 in the Strawberry Valley Estates Unit 4 for lots 13 and 14, creating new lot 13 containing 0.92 acres and vacating 2 7.5-foot public utility easements by the ordinance 2025-42. Everything is in order for this project, and I recommend the ordinance move forward to the commissioners on December 16th, 2025. Number four is a full boundary adjustment with termination of easements for Mickelson. I approve the full boundary adjustment in the Strawberry Pines Unit A subdivisions lots 70, 71, 72, and 73, creating new lot 70, containing approximately 2.06 acres and lots 78, 79, and 81, creating new lot 78, containing 1.71 acres and vacating 13 7.5-foot public utility easements by ordinance 2025-44. Next is number five, a full boundary adjustment with termination of easements for Pringle. I move to approve the Zion View Mountain Estates Unit D lots 159-25 and 159-26 containing approximately 1.46 acres and vacating 2 7.5-foot public utility easements by ordinance 2025-45. Next, number six, we have amending, extending, and vacating within a subdivision, Pringle. I move to approve conditionally that the final revisions are approved before December 16th, that this project will go to commission for amending, extending, and vacating the plat in Ponderosa Villa Plat B, lots 16, and Ponderosa Villa Plat H, lots 19 and 20, vacating those out of Ponderosa Villa H by ordinance 2025-46 and extending them into new lot 16 in the Ponderosa Villa Plat B, containing approximately 8.60 acres and vacating 3 7.5 public utility easements by ordinance 2025-46 and vacating 1 10-foot public utility easements by ordinance 2025-46. Seven is the preliminary plat, the Meadows of the Reserve. I move to approve this conditionally that we still receive the documentation from Daniel Cole at the health department that he's received all of the samples and documentation he needs for the high groundwater in the meadows of the reserve, and that the final revisions are approved. There's a few items left on the plat that civil science has to approve. And at that time, the meadows at the reserve can move on to final plat, but not until all of these have been submitted for lots 318-1, 318-2, 318-3, and parcels 8-7-27-8, 8-7-27-9, and 8-7-26-9B, located in the Swings Creek Heights area. Also, we are working on deciding whether they need to vacate Swains Creek Heights before they can move forward with any further platting with the recorder's office at this time. So that will be contingent on whether they do have to vacate Swains Creek Heights by plat or just by ordinance. So that is to be determined. Number 8, I approve the meeting schedule for all of our administrative land use meetings for the year 2026. Any comments from the public? Seeing that there are none online, we adjourn our meeting at 4:06 p.m. Thank you.